This is Redefining the Counterculture on Witten Radio. Make sure to check out our website at wittenradio.com.
Hey guys, you're listening to another episode of Redefining the Counterculture right here on Witten Radio. Today we are joined by special guests Chris Dinn and Julie Zahn of the film Comfort. Guys, how's it going?
Hi.
Going good. It's good. Thanks for having us.
We're not awkward at all.
I hate talking over people. I feel very rude when I do that, so I always like give it a beat, but it sounds like Julie was doing the same thing. But it's going well. Thanks for having us.
Very nice. Very nice. It's great to have you guys on the show today. I'm super excited to talk about your newest film, Comfort, which is actually out today, Valentine's Day. I was wondering how you guys first became involved with the project.
Go, Chris.
Me? Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, well, happy Valentine's Day, everyone. The project started with Will Liu, who's the writer-director. It started about maybe 7-8 years ago. He had the idea for this film. And he told me about it during like a little get together at his place. I thought it was really interesting. It was just like a 2-sentence kind of like a pitch that he told me. And I just thought it was a great idea. Fast forward maybe 6 years later, I was sitting there thinking about, thinking about.
You were staring at a wall.
I was staring at a wall.
Yes.
You know, and then I remember thinking like, oh, I wonder if we'll ever finish that movie or the script. And so I shot him an email and I said, hey, you know, whatever happens in that movie that you told me about. And he said that he wrote a draft, but he never pursued it. And I said, you know, I've always thought it was a great, you know, indie film. I think you should do it. And then that kind of kickstarted the whole journey. And then a year after that, I think I reached out to you, Julie, right? And then I was like, hey,
yes.
my friend Will is doing this movie and there's a role that I think you would be really great for. Do you want to come meet him? And that's kind of how, that's like the brief version of how that all came together.
I totally don't remember that. What I do remember was you saying, hey, there's a script. We need like a girl's voice to read the girl part. Do you want to jump in my Jeep? And we're going to take a field trip. That's what I remember. So
yeah,
I had
probably
no idea that I was even... No, but I didn't know I was up for the role, which I'm actually glad you didn't tell me, because then there were no expectations, and I just had so much fun reading this wonderful story that I was like, wow, that's just... It was a really nice afternoon, and then somehow... I was cast.
Yeah, I mean, it happened all pretty naturally. Yeah.
Yeah,
which is
really nice.
Which is amazing because it's, you know, the film feels so natural. You know, like watching the film, it feels like, you know, you two are real lovers. You know, and and so I guess, you know, had you two worked together before, or was this like your first time working together?
Julie, why don't you take that one?
Oh, I know. I never want to interrupt. We have worked together quite a bit on several short films and comedy skits. And so we've always had a really, really great working relationship. And I'm so grateful for Chris because, you know, not everyone can have that kind of on-screen chemistry. And it's always been such a good time working with him, and he's so funny and contributes so much to anything that we've ever done that, you know, I was honored to be able to do, I guess, what was essentially like 15 short films in one.
And Julie's also kind of downplaying it because she has Julie does have a YouTube channel, and that's how we've collaborated a bunch on a lot of just, you know, quirky, funny sketches, shorts, and I think that's kind of where it all started, right, Julie? Like we got used to that, our like each other's kind of sensibilities it was kind of an outgrowth of that experience.
Absolutely. So it was all very organic again, which is really cool.
And then we're also madly in love, so that kind of helps.
Yeah, we're actually married. We've been trying to tell people that as they keep telling us to date. We're like, but we're already married. Leave us alone.
Oh, my God.
But I kind of
totally
pushed into the marriage. Yeah. He friend zoned me a long time ago, and so this, yeah. It's getting awkward now.
You're too funny. And that's the end of the interview. Thanks, guys,
for
coming on to the show.
Did we do a good job? Hello?
It's like, hello? Hello?
I guess that was it.
So I wanted to ask you, I know that you both have worked on a various amount of projects, and I would say out of, I guess, stage, screen, and television, what would you say that you like the most out of the three forms?
Chris? I'm going to say I think film and TV that's a hard question. They're
different.
I would say for me right now, I think film is one of the more gratifying mediums because of the team, because of that team that collaborative spirit, that team, you know, team sport mentality. You know, you really do have to kind of like work well as a team. And I don't know, it just feels like you're going into battle, you know, and with people that you trust and love, and then you come out the other end, and there's just, I don't know, it's such a great feeling to finish, especially like a small film with a group of people together, because it's has so many unique challenges. It just feels like such a big accomplishment, and then you get to share that accomplishment with, you know, everyone who's there with you on set. So I would say, yeah, for me, film is like what's the most gratifying right now. What about you, Julie?
I mean, you said it really well. And also, I have to say, Chris also did Crush the Skull. I don't know if you've heard of it. Everyone, go watch Crush the Skull, too. But it was such a phenomenal film. So he really does have incredible experience in bringing a talented group of people together and going into battle together. And it's so such a wonderful collaborative experience. And I think that is what I love the most about acting and filmmaking and just the arts in general, isn't just the personal experience of that, you know, exciting, exhilarating feeling of being in the moment and acting, but actually it's about creating something together, and each person kind of builds on the other person's idea, and it just gets better and better, and they're like, oh my God, we're like birthing a child together, but it's not painful. And so I think ultimately my medium of choice is also film. But I, right now, I think my pursuit is more in television. And it seems like, I mean, with the right people, I feel like, you know, 7 seasons of an incredible show where you get to just see your family week in, week out for 7 years creating something sounds really exciting for me. But if they're all terrible people,
yeah,
then I'd rather it only be 1 season. But and then also stage is really cool because it's absolutely terrifying. You can't mess up, and if you do, you know, that's it. But it's within that terror that there's this adrenaline rush that and also a connection with your audience that's very immediate, and that's the one thing that I don't quite get with film is you don't get that connection with the audience right away. So as terrifying as it is, I really enjoy The Rush. Okay, I'm done talking.
I think you guys both hit on some really, really amazing things, because I know, yeah, it's like you said, like, you know, with the television series, you know, if you have several seasons, you know, you really feel like you're growing with the people that you've met, you know, like,
yeah.
It is more of a family thing, and the audience becomes, you know, accustomed to you, so it's a really good feeling, you know.
Absolutely.
Yeah, true.
Now, both of you are Asian Americans, and do you find that...
We are?
Oh, I'm sorry.
sorry, I'm done. I'm so jokey right now. Yes, we are.
I was going to ask, do you find that Hollywood oftentimes will typecast you, or do you feel like the roles that you receive are minimal compared to, say, other actors?
You go, Julie.
let me phrase this correctly. No, it's a yes and a no. I guess I've been doing this for 5 or 6 years now, so I'm not at an expert level where I can, you know, speak expertly about this, but from, you know, my personal experiences, it's been both. I've been in for, you know, some stereotypical roles that I'm like, man, I really don't want to be here. And, or roles where I am always the quiet, passive kind of sidekick, like filler person character. But I've also been in for really, really great dynamic roles, some of which the characters do have to be Asian American, and then others where it's open ethnicity. And I feel like those roles I'm the most proud of, because then I'm just representing human beings and it's not about being Asian American or not. And that's something that I love about Comfort as well. I'm really grateful to Will and to, you know, everyone involved in the creative process for making a film about two people that are just human beings. They just happen to be Asian American. So I would say it's a win for everyone. Chris?
That's a good answer, Julie.
Thanks.
Well, I don't go out as often as Julie does.
He just went out for the coolest pilot ever, so don't downplay it, Chris.
Well, it's more rare. It's a little more rare for me, but I think to answer your question, I think there is some obvious limits to the type of characters that are out there. But I think it's also getting better. I think it's more of a what we sense is kind of a symptom of actually lower, like a low number of diverse creatives, you know, behind the scenes. And I think now that, you know, more and more young artists are comfortable going into the field, and even some of their parents being encouraging about them going into the, you know, creative fields, we're kind of seeing that shift now. And I think it's one of those, you know, it's one of those like shifts that takes a while. It'll take, you know, a generation or two or three, but I think it's getting better. Yeah.
Absolutely. And I think just to tack on to that, there are things that we can help, which, like Chris said, is getting more minorities behind the scenes, in front of the camera, you know, having that supply for the soon-to-be demand. And the other thing that I think we can really help is being as good at our craft as humanly possible. And everything else, you know, isn't up to us, but yeah, I try to take the mentality of what can I actually do to help this cause? Because there's a lot to complain about, but at the end of the day, all we can do is just be so freaking good that they can't help but cast us. So.
Yeah, I agree 100%. There's a huge misconception about the world of acting and just entertainment in general. And I think in order to, like, truly understand how the entertainment industry works and specifically acting, you have to be kind of in that world, immersed in a part of it. As actors, what would you say is the biggest misconception that you two have kind of faced or come in contact with in terms of, you know, speaking with people that, you know, don't really know much about, you know, the world of acting?
Good question.
Chris, do you remember? Well, you left before then, but that guy at the bar.
Oh, all right, right. Well,
yeah.
Shoot, misconceptions. I think that a common one would be, oh my gosh, that's a really good question. It's a kind of a complex one, but I would say that I kind of tie it back into, like, the collaborative teamwork aspect of filmmaking. And I think I think maybe young performers, actors feel like there's all this, like, pressure on them to carry a film, but really it's so collaborative. It's like there's so many aspects to it, from, you know, sound to wardrobe to production design. Like you are playing a part in the whole bigger picture. But I feel like some of them that I've met feel like it's just like so much pressure that, you know, they have to get a moment perfect, or, you know, they have to get a performance, like, perfect, and then they kind of beat themselves up. But yeah, there's a lot that can happen in the editing room and with music, and there's a lot at play, and it's not just about, you know, the acting in that moment. Does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I think the misconception is that actors kind of think that it's all about them. I mean, that is kind of a stereotype. And, at least, you know, they really feel like it's like, you know, yeah, it's, we're seeing their faces on the screen, but, you know, everything else outside of their face, you know, is someone's job, and they're doing, you know, they're kicking ass at their jobs too. So, you know, from the lighting to the, you know, to the backdrop, to the wardrobe that they're wearing, it's all, you know, it's all a team effort. And so, that's kind of, I would say, a common young actor's, like, misperception.
And can I just say that's such a testament to Chris's just wonderfulness. It really, everything he says is who he is, because that's how he is on set. And every time I've ever worked with him or seen him work, it's never about him. Even if he's leading the freaking film, he's always, you know, thinking about everyone else and how can we make this film the best thing possible. It's never about him. And I'm so grateful for that, because, you know, it's not every day that you can have such a talented artist that's also such a team player. And he's given me wonderful tips on set as well that I appreciate. But I mean, yeah, I think he said most of it. I would just add, the other misconceptions are either on one end of the spectrum or the other, in terms of people looking at actors. I think some people think, oh my God, it's the most glamorous thing. You're so lucky. You get to, you know, just wake up every day and go have fun and get rich and be famous.
Right.
Then there's the other, yeah, I'm like, no, not at all. The other end of the misconception, which is what this this guy I met at a bar said, because he asked what I did, and I said I was an actress. And he was like, oh. And I was like, what do you mean, oh? And I was like, no, please be honest. And he was like, you know, it's just kind of like a joke career. Like, aren't you mostly just waitresses? And I'm like, wow. And it was, yeah, pretty surprising to me that that was also kind of the stereotype of being an actress in LA. So I would say, you know, yes, those two extremes are true, and there are people living both lives. But at the end of the day, I think a majority of us are somewhere in the middle, hustling, struggling. There's a lot of challenges day in and day out with the career. But at the same time, we thoroughly enjoy it and we love it because it is our dream and we do get to pursue it. So, yeah.
That's awesome. That's very eye-opening. Yeah, I'm always interested to hear, you know, kind of what people's responses are to it because, yeah, there are a lot of, you know, people that have, you know, that are just really misinformed and have, like, they're very opinionated about the industry. And it's just, unless you're actually in it, you don't really know.
Yeah. Understandably so.
I want to kind of circle back to your film, Comfort. What was it like for you guys filming this? I know that you said that, you know, working together really, you know, you guys really came together and there were, like, no issues at all in terms of working together. What was it like working on the film? It seems like it was something that you guys both really believed in. Would you say that overall it was a good experience?
Terrible. Chris, do you want
Julia,
to go first? Yeah.
I'm still here. I can hear you.
Oh,
I'm still on the phone.
Did I say that out loud?
You did, yeah. it was a lot of fun for me. I mean, when you get to work with friends, I mean, that is,
yes,
like a big part of, like, the dream, you know, already. So for me, it was fun. You know, the only challenges really was a tight schedule. And, you know, it was a lot of overnight shoots. But, you know, it wasn't that big of a deal. As long as you show up and you kind of get to, like, you know, hang out and laugh and have fun, like, it's not... We were very spoiled on this project,
yeah,
in terms of just kind of how much fun it was.
I think it is.
We know it's not always
too,
like that, right?
Yeah, yeah, that's the difference. And I feel like Comfort single-handedly made me realize what I wanted in acting, which, again, is that collaborative process and that feeling of almost like family when you show up, because you're spending like 24/7 together for almost, you know, a month. And yeah, if you book like a co-star or a guest star on a TV show, you're kind of that new kid that shows up to school, but it's like in the middle of the year, and you're only on set for a day or two and then you leave. So as wonderful as a lot of the sets I've been on have been, you know, in television, it's also been hello and a goodbye, and it's hard to form those relationships. Whereas Comfort, it was so comforting because you just show up on set and it's like, oh, hey, it's family and friends and now we're going to play. So we were absolutely spoiled, and I'm so grateful for the experience because it taught me what I wanted in acting.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
absolutely.
I think it, oh, I'm sorry. Oh, I did it again. I interrupted.
You interrupted.
No, it's fine.
I was going to say that, you know, humans are such a tribal, we're such a tribal species. And the more you get that sense of tribe in any experience, I think that's kind of where that, it fulfills something that's like very deep within us, you know, psychologically or whatever. So I think if you have that and it's like a good, like everyone in the, you know, in the tribe is like fun to be around, then you can like, you can be anywhere and do anything and it would be a gratifying experience.
Absolutely.
Let's start a tribe, Chris.
What's that?
Wouldn't that be fun? Like, you'd be like the chief of a tribe, a new tribe.
You can be chief. We can be co-chiefs.
Well, we can be co-chiefs. I'm down for that. You do the berry picking, and I'll do the hunting.
Yeah. I would totally rather do the berry picking. That is way easier.
10 to the children. I'll go stab a wild pig. Can you imagine me doing that? Do we die on the first day?
No, I think you would do great. Because you're small and you'd
so
be really
encouraging.
Sneaky.
Oh, that's true. But then the pig would be like bigger than me. Sorry. See, this is
the animals would be like. The animals would be like, there's no way this little girl is going to hunt. Is gonna
Oh, they would underestimate me. And then I'm like, hi-ya!
Yeah.
And then it's totally out of surprise. Yeah.
Exactly.
True.
So I'm so sorry. We keep going off.
Sorry. Oh, I know. This is what we do.
No, it's fine. I was going to ask, my last question is in preparing for a role, because I know you guys have done a lot of film and television, when you initially prepare for a role, do you have any type of, like, rituals or anything that you do to kind of help you to prepare for that role?
Hmm. What about you, Julie? I'll let you take this one.
it's a yes and a no. I think I have a little tool belt of different acting techniques that I've, you know, learned from different studios and people throughout the years, all of which have really resonated with me, and it helps me with anything I do. There's that foundation of, you know, exploring the relationship between you and whoever's in the scene. I think that's the heart of everything, and just ways to make it real. But what's exciting about acting is every single role is so different that you can't ever apply a formula to it. There's always something a little different that you have to figure out how to put yourself into that, and you know, wear that character and let it be in you. What was the question? Oh, how to prepare for the role. I was like, what am I talking about? and also...
Julie just kind of woke up. She literally is like, why am I on the phone? What am I? I'm saying words. What am I?
Who are you guys?
Oh, my gosh.
For?
I'm being interviewed.
Oh, God. And because Comfort is my first, I guess, lead-ish in a feature, it was really exciting for me because I was like, wow, this is like 15 short films. Let me see how to build a character that's a little bit deeper and more in-depth than most that I usually get to do. So, Chris...
I can't really say that I have a ritual. I enjoy kind of talking about what the you know, what the writer or director kind of envisions, and then going from there.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yay.
I want to thank you so much for joining me on today's show, and I'm all the questions, but I wanted to open the floor to you guys if there's anything you'd like to say to our listening audience.
I just want to say thanks for watching our little film. I'm sure you have. There's just so much stuff out there, so thanks for even watching and taking the time to chat with us. We really appreciate it.
No problem at all.
You also have a great radio voice.
Oh, wow. Thank you very much. Man, I appreciate
it. It was really cool. Like when you started, you're like, okay, guys, are you ready? welcome. And I was like, whoa, whoa. It feels so
yeah, it made me nervous as soon as you went into the radio mode.
It is on point. But, yes, thank you. We're really grateful for, you know, having the opportunity to chat.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm humbled by you know, what you guys said. Thank you so much. I really appreciate that. It's, you know, this is something near and dear to my heart, and, you know, I really love doing this, and I'm grateful for the opportunity to talk to you guys about, you know, the work that you're doing. So thank you so much.
Oh,
thank you. So much love. Happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Do we hang up now? How does this work?
Yeah.
Wait, I don't know.
No, Julie, stay. No, you have to stay on.
Okay, I'm like, are we
they,
like?
They
are
need
gonna
room
say,
tone.
Like,
they need room tone. They need room tone for like an hour.
Room
so
with,
just
with
keep
my
your phone
breathing.
On.
I wasn't sure if we like stop recording and then like say goodbye again, or like. I didn't want to, like, hang up, and then they're like, wait, wow, what a
people. Julie, stop. Stop talking. You have to edit this. You're making it harder.
I'm sorry. Goodbye.
No, seriously, thanks for having us.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you, guys. Thank you both.
Thank you.
Yeah,
talk
yeah.
soon.
Well, talk to you later.
Talk to you later.
You hang up first, Julie.
Bye. Oh, God. Okay. On three. 3, 2, 1. Bye.
1, 2, 3.
No, Chris. Bye.
Bye.
Guys, that was actor and actress Chris Dinn and Julie Zahn. They are in the new film Comfort that is available now on iTunes, Amazon, and Google Play. If you are listening to this on SoundCloud, make sure to hit the subscribe button. We're also on your mobile phone or your mobile device. If you've got an iPhone, you can download the Stitcher Smart Radio app. It's available for free in the Google Play as well as the iTunes Store. Download the app, search our show name, Redefining the Counterculture. You'll hear this interview with Chris and Julie. We're also available on Android. If you've got an Android device, you can listen to us by going to the Google Play Store, search under Music, search for our show name, Redefining the Counterculture. You hear this interview with the two. Lastly, if you have a Roku player or Roku smart television, you can listen to our show in the comfort of your home. We have over 200-plus hours of original content, programming, and interviews, all free of charge. Just go to the Roku Channel Store and search for Witten Radio.
This is Redefining the Counterculture on Witten Radio. Make sure to check out our website at wittenradio.com.